question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert, Mary, and Rudy anytime on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter at RM World Travel. Now, back to RM World Travel.
Well, we're back from that quick break, and Mary and I are all set for the next episode of our Chief Travel Leader series. We've invited back to the program today's show friend Carolyn Spencer-Brown. She's the Chief Content Strategist with Cruise Critic. But first, a quick word that we're sponsored by, appropriately so, the world's leading cruise lines.
Yeah, that's a nice intro. That works well. As we all know, ocean cruising can take us all over the globe, often to multiple destinations in a single trip. One of the great luxuries is you only have to unpack once. Cruising can also provide a hassle-free vacation for travelers of every age because everything is right there at your fingertips. You've got multiple dining options, world-class entertainment, all kinds of onboard activities, immersive excursions, lots of kids programs, and many other things to choose from.
So, folks, if you're thinking of ocean cruising, we encourage you to consider the brands of the world's leading cruise lines. That would be Princess, Cunard, Holland America, Seabourn, Carnival, P&O, AIDA, and Costa. Go experience unforgettable travel adventures that are going to connect you with people, places, and cultures by contacting your travel professional or spending some time at worldsleadingcruiselines.com. There's also a link, of course, at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
Okay, to maximize our time with Carolyn Spencer-Brown today, let's get right to that show hotline and welcome her back to the program.
Carolyn, it's nice to say hello to you again, and it's always nice to welcome you back to America's number one travel radio show.
Well, it's wonderful to talk with you and Mary, and thank you for having me back. It's a pleasure.
Well, I appreciate that. So, you know, we were talking about it last segment, and earlier this week, Mary and I attended the World Travel and Tourism Council's North America Leaders Forum. Kelly Craighead, who's been on the show with us in the past and now heads up CLIA, she was there, as was another show friend, Arnold Donald of Carnival Corporation and others. Clearly, it's shaping up to be another good year for the cruise industry. There are many new ships coming that are in the pipeline. Some have already debuted. So share with all of us, Carolyn, what has you excited about the cruise world these days?
You know, I think the new ships are always reason for excitement, because especially for those of us who are deeply, you know, we're veteran cruise travelers. But I think what's really exciting, and I hope that people who haven't tried cruise yet will hear this, is that it's not all about the hardware. We call it hardware, the ships. What's exciting is how cruise lines are really branching out to emphasize the destinations you visit and the experiences you have while you're there, as much as they're emphasizing the ship itself. And in some cases, they don't even emphasize the ship. It's really a floating hotel that gets you to fabulous ports of call, and it's all about what you're seeing and who you're connecting with. So I think, to me, that's the most exciting thing that's happening. And I'll add one thing, is that it's happening at every level of cruise. It's happening on family-friendly lines. It's happening on the biggest ships. It's happening on the smallest ships. It's happening on luxury like Silver Sea, which introduced a new culinary program that takes you way off the beaten path. So it's a real, to me, that's the trend that we should be celebrating.
Right. It's got to be a big part of why the cruise industry just continues to grow every year. Carolyn, as Robert said, Arnold Donald with Carnival was at the WTTC Forum and spoke this week. And he talked a lot about personalizing the guest experience in cruising. And he spoke, of course, glowingly about their Ocean Medallion technology, which we've been hearing about for a while now. Last time we spoke with you, you had not yet tried it, but apparently I've been told now that you have. Can you just give us, you know, your firsthand experience with this technology, what it is and what it really does for you on the cruise?
Yes, I went on board Caribbean Princess back in January for a package of stories we did on Cruise Critic, and we're still on Cruise Critic. And I think it's the best of both worlds, because if you like the big ships, and you want all the amenities and the variety of restaurants and the kids' activities and entertainment, but you really want personal service and you want to feel like you're important and you're valued as a customer, it matches the best of both of them. And I loved it. I thought it was seamless. It was easy. And it's nice when they recognize you. People recognize you and say by name, or they recognize that you have a particular fondness for Alfredo's fettuccine, which unfortunately I do, and they bring it to you without you even asking, and things like that. It's really special. They made it really special, and the thing about it is, it's not about the technology. You don't see that.
Mm-hmm.
You just carry this little quarter-sized medallion in your pocket, and then you go about your day, and it just makes things a lot more convenient.
Yeah,
so it doesn't feel tech-heavy. It feels really personal.
It feels personal, and it really doesn't. I'm not a techie person. And
right.
One of the best things that we heard about from readers and then we experience it is when you approach your cabin, for instance, and your hands are always full, it unlocks your cabin door. Like you had a butler standing there waiting for you to unlock your cabin door. Or if you're up on the pool deck and you don't want to get up, you can order pizza or a burger or a beer, and it's brought right to your lounge.
Oh, that sounds fabulous.
Or, as Arnold said, if you know you're traveling somewhere and there's a whale that everyone runs to one side of the ship and you've ordered that drink, the drink will actually be brought to you because it knows where you are.
Isn't that amazing?
It is. I love that. That was great technology on that. So, all right, well, I want to switch gears a little bit. So 3 weeks from today, Mary and I will be broadcasting RM World Travel live from the Seabourn Odyssey in Athens. We're headed over to Bologna after our live broadcast next week for a live remote. From there, we're going to cover Motor Valley, Ferrari, Lamborghini, the food scene, as you were to all of that.
Wow.
But then we're going to go up to Venice and take Seabourn's Adriatic Sea Cruise to Croatia and Montenegro and Greece. It's our first cruise with Seabourn, so I'm curious, what do you like about their offerings, Carolyn, as compared to some of the other operators? You just mentioned Silver Sea, that they're a competitor. Anything that you'd suggest as a must-do on a Seabourn ship?
The spa, for one, is absolutely lovely, and you can just go and, you know, use the facilities. You don't have to have a treatment, but I would recommend that. I think the dining is what Seabourn has carved out as its niche, but the funniest thing that I've seen on Seabourn, which is a little bit more formal, smart, casual, very contemporary in design, but the passengers, the biggest thing on board is daily trivia. People are crazy about it, and it helps you meet people on the ship, and it's a lot of fun to get involved, and everybody just goes nuts for it.
And we better brush up on our trivia, Carolyn.
I love that.
Yeah, I mean, you would be shocked. People get really competitive, but
really?
They form teams. You meet people. It's just, I didn't do it the first couple of days, and I regretted it, because it really brought people together. And the other part of the ship that I love is Seabourn Square, which Seabourn introduced this particular class of ships, was revolutionary. It's sort of it's like a town square, but it's a library, it's a bar, it's a coffee cafe, it's got the customer service desk, it's got the shop, it's got the most beautiful terrace off the back where you can sit outside.
And, yeah, I think that's actually where we're going to broadcast from out there.
It's lovely. Yeah. It's a beautiful, beautiful ship.
All right, Carolyn, let's talk Alaska, because I think if it's not a Caribbean cruise, if it's not that, exploring our 49th state is certainly very popular for people. It's a huge destination. Are you a fan of the small ships for Alaska, and what are some recommendations that you have for travelers who've never been and are going to do it with a cruise?
Well, the funny thing about Alaska is really the only way you can see Alaska comprehensively is on a cruise, because, you know, for example, Juneau, the state capital, doesn't even have any kind of way to drive in or out of the city. I mean,
it's
you have to
very
fly,
difficult,
you have to
right?
Sail, yeah, yeah. So I think the thing about Alaska is, I think for a first-time cruise, a larger ship is a great experience, because you've got all your big hotel with you, but you get chances to get out into the country and experience it. But once you've gotten your appetite, you know, kind of excited about Alaska, then I think a smaller cruise is a great way to really kind of get away from the more popular places, mm-hmm. and really have experiences with locals and getting out on the water and seeing things.
And I think Alaska is a really good example, to go back to what you said earlier in terms of these really immersive itineraries. They're doing, a lot of the cruise lines are really doing a great job getting people off these ships and really immersed.
Well,
with the food.
I like the idea. They also, you can do the land package combos. You can take the train. You can take the cruise ship. You mean a lot of the cruise lines have their own hotels and so forth. You're going to get off for a couple of days. So to your point, Carolyn, you really do have an immersive experience with Alaska.
I'm going to give a shout-out to Princess Cruises, for one, because I did it last year, and it has a whole new series. It's not new now. It was new last year, but it's still there, and it's wonderful, of shore excursions that tie in with Animal Planet. And on one tour we went, it was the most unusual tour I've ever done in Alaska. We took a boat to this little port, and then we got off, and then we took a bus ride up into the mountains, and the most incredible remote beauty. You could see why people want to live there. Mm-hmm. To this guy who saves and rescues wild animals. And he was unusual and original and fantastic. And we got to see bear, and we got to see reindeer, and we could even feed the reindeer because they were so sweet. And all sorts of different kinds of lynx. I'd never seen a lynx outside of a zoo. And this is not a zoo. It's really a big farm. And it was just a really powerful experience, and I was smiling the whole day.
Yeah, that's great.
I think Alaska is something everyone has to go experience, and however you do it, you know, you got to get up there, and when you do, actually, you can listen to this program. I think we've got about 5 affiliates up there, so that's always a good thing, too. Carolyn, unfortunately, we've got about another dozen things that Mary and I had talked about before you came on we wanted to talk about, so we're going to have to welcome you back again sometime soon and get
I will look forward to that.
Thank you very much. Look forward to you returning sometime soon.
Have a great trip. Sounds marvelous.
Thank you.
And for you, because you've taken over 3, I know you stopped counting, but happy sailings to you as well.
Thank you.
Take care, Carolyn.
All right. Happy sailings indeed. There goes Carolyn. Mary, always enjoy
always
talking to her. We have a lot to talk with her. We're going to have her back sometime soon. So Valerie and Stephanie, if you're listening, let's make sure that we get her back in the coming weeks. Right now, we're going to pause for a quick break. Be sure to connect with us on Twitter, LinkedIn, Facebook, and Instagram at RM World Travel. Still a lot more of the program ahead today. Actually, 80% of the show is still to go. We'll get to it starting in 3 minutes.
Today's edition of RM World Travel is coming right back, and you can also stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.